Hi, my name is Anna Zarnik Niemeyer, and I'm here on teaching staff at Holden Village. My background is in higher education and inclusion and identity initiatives, so related to gender, race, class, sexuality, ability. And so this week at Holden Village, our series title is Inclusive Intersections, Identity, Community, and Theology. So in this three-part series, we're thinking about yes, gender, race, class, sexuality, and ability, but specifically in community and specifically what that looks like in Christian community. So we opened up with a session on identity and community and really highlighted the term intersectionality, which was coined by law scholar Kimberly Crenshaw to help us think about how each of us is made up of an intersection of identity areas like our gender, race, class, sexuality, ability, religious background. And how do we start engaging conversations around those areas and why is it important? So in our world right now, we're seeing lots of divisions based on identity, lots of violence. And so our question for each other is why and how do we have conversations across difference? And the answer to that is so that we can be more connected to each other. And especially within the context of a Christian community, we're called to love our neighbor and to welcome the stranger. So we talked about that in our first session on identity and community. And the second session was actually a Vespers that highlighted issues related to Orlando and Charleston, the shootings last summer and this summer, both in South Carolina and Florida. And the title was Orlando and Charleston Are Sacred Ground, Christians in Lament and Action. And the main idea behind that is that there are sacred spaces on the margins where people who are typically outcast or marginalized both create, can feel safety, and can feel like part of a community. And in the recent months and years, we've seen that those margins, those safe spaces, those sacred safe spaces have been violated. So the idea of the sermon was to compare how Jesus, when entering the temple, seeing money changers selling wares, how he disturbed that space and recognized that sacred space ought to be respected. And so the comparison was thinking about how both Orlando and Charleston were sacred spaces that were trespassed on, and how we as Christians can both lament and pay attention to the fact that those two tragedies took place, and also how we can take action together. So there was a sermon in the beginning of that time, and then we took the second half of Vespers to break into action stations where each of us could respond in our different ways that we felt called to, either through singing, reading op-ed articles, praying around images of those who were killed, writing letters to those in power in government and church, and also responding to some of the quotes that were shared in the sermon. And finally, just today, we worked on an LGBTQ ally training together. And again, that's contextualized in the idea that right now our world is an active struggle, thinking about how do we extend full inclusion to all in God's family. And so it really was a training for our times. We're in the middle of this recent tragedy in Orlando. Pope Francis is making statements about LGBTQ folks. Last month in June was Pride Month. So we're hitting this conversation at a time that's really potent. So the overarching session focus was on experiential activity, which is how do we take people's experiences and different learning styles and both add new information, but also build off of the deep knowledge that people already have about themselves and about the world around them. So that experiential education focus was present in all of these sessions and was made apparent through activities and hands-on session elements, and also being able to reflect with one another in community. And that's a huge part of being in community, is being able to have conversations across difference and being able to feel like we can be vulnerable across that difference and that will be received in Christian community to be our true and full selves. So those three sessions were meant to focus on that.